Greetings. We are the Boss Prophets and the Generals, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly supernatural word of empowerment.
We decree by the power of God that what you are about to hear will begin to shift you into
your new season.
Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
The angels of the Lord are excited. The angels of the Lord are ecstatic because you have just given them something to do.
Yes.
Some of you all have not decreed all week, and your angels have been standing by idle, wishing, hoping, praying that you would send them to go out and serve you in some way. When you begin to decree and declare, you give a black eye to the enemy and his and you overcome them by sending out the angels of God and telling them what you want to happen. We are in a place of dominion, but we have to recognize it. We have to receive it, and we have to believe it. Woo, people of God.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Jesus.
You receive a prophet. You receive a prophet's reward.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You will not always feel it. You will not always see a sending bright light. You won't always see the manifestation of angels. But a prophet of God, if they tell you the atmosphere is set,
yes.
Who cares how you feel or don't feel? You gotta release it in faith.
Hallelujah, Lord God.
I can stand right here, but I want to empower you. I'm charged with the responsibility to empower you also with the word. So, Heavenly Father, thank you for the opportunity to be
able
to
learn
your word. Thank you, Lord, for letting me be able to on your heart.
Hallelujah. Glory to
God. Hearers of your word, and we will be doers of your word also. In Jesus' name. Amen. I don't know about you all. I am really in love with you guys.
I got to get it.
All right, quickly. Get your pens, get your pads, get your paper. If you're driving, if you're not able to take notes, it's being recorded. So you can listen to the playback of this call. But I want to talk to you today. God laid it on my heart to talk to you about you. He wants me to talk to you about you. He wants to talk to you about your self-portrait. He wants to talk to you about how you think about yourself, how you've been thinking about yourself. God is concerned about what you think about yourself. Repeat after me.
I like her hair.
Repeat after me. God,
is concerned about what I think about myself.
So we're going to title this one Self-Portrait. We're going to talk to you today about your self-portrait. All right, so let's get into it. Let's get into it. I love it. I'm about to empower you real good. So your self-portrait, it decides your self-conduct. This is good, too, for you because it's good to understand your children. It's good to understand what your children, nieces, nephews, even other adults in your life. It's good to understand this principle that I'm about to teach you because it will also allow more discernment. You'll be able to figure a person out quicker once you learn about this self-portrait revelation because a self-portrait decides your self-conduct. You can't listen all the time what people say, so you got to watch their actions. Oftentimes, what you feel that someone has said to you will contradict how they act. How many times people said, I'm your friend, I got your back, you can count on me, but then their actions dictate something else. So then you ask the question, what do they really mean? Do they really mean that they have my back, or are they just two-timing it, or is it something within them? Maybe they mean well, but they just don't do well. So this is going to help you break down the self-conduct of yourself and other people. How do you view yourself? The impact this has on your life is more profound and far-reaching than you can ever imagine. It's the difference between uncommon success and lifelong failure. You ever met somebody? No matter what I do, I never can get ahead. I've been homeless. I've been jobless. I never can keep a job. It's just failure after failure after failure. Let me tell you something. I believe in trials and tribulations, but it comes a time where one is an ordained trial, and then there are self-inflicting trials.
Amen.
There are ordained trials by God. Because the Bible says hell in Romans 5, 3-5, it comes to build experience, it comes to bring patience, and it also hope. So, yes, those type of trials, they come to make us strong. But then we can inflict trials on ourselves because we have not lined up with what God is saying we are. So you got to understand that now God is calling us because he has much success for us in 2017. But the success will not manifest or will be hindered as long as we don't think we're qualified to receive it.
Amen.
Amen.
You must train yourself to look at every situation from a greater viewpoint than your own. I call this, when I teach my leaders, I say you need to take a 30,000 aerial view perspective. Basically, take a view from that of the seat of an airplane. Don't be so up close on your situation because sometimes you become so blind and sometimes you become just numb to your strategy of exit. So now you have to practice the strategy of removing yourself and taking yourself 30,000 feet up to get a larger area view. And when you begin to see things from a greater viewpoint, that's when you can implement strategy clearly. That's when confusion begins to fade away like fog does. Begin to see yourself through God's eye. That's number one. Begin to see yourself through God's eye. The Bible tells us about the Israelites who were led out of Egyptian bondage by Moses. We know this. If you don't, I want you to read the Bible. It's a great story. These people were descendants of those who had been slaves for, we know, 400 years. So think of the generations who have steadily developed a slave mentality. Imagine giving birth, and immediately you have to impress on their wild spirit because they don't know that they're born in bondage. They don't know that they are definitely slaves. They just want to go out and do what they want to do, but you have to break their mentality to say, we don't do that. We don't belong over here. We don't have access to that. We're not like them. Don't look them in the eye. Bend your head. Bend down, bow down, it's okay. We get whipped. We don't have the portions. We don't have the food that you desire. This is just our life. Generations and generations are building that mindset of being a slave. They saw themselves defeated and subdued. They were completely dominated by others. They had learned to function best when someone else told them what to do. For generations, their lives have been made to happen for them. Now, they did not know how to make life happen for themselves. They forgot how to be decision makers. Ooh, sounds like some religions that I know about. They forgot how to be decision makers. When these people approached the promised land, their leader Moses, he sent 12 spies. Some of you all know this story. He sent 12 spies to scout out the face, scout out the territory, and see what enemies they were soon to come in contact with. What is the story? 10 spies. 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10 spies came back frightened and intimidated. And they said, the inhabitants of the land are giants. We are like grasshoppers to them. But what else? 2 spies by the name of Joshua and Caleb. They were able to see the future through God's eyes. They knew he had been with them, and God would make them victorious in any battle. They were confident and saw victory instead of defeat. Matter of fact, their response was, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. You don't believe me? Check out Numbers 13:30. I'm going to pause right there. Some of you all, God is causing a stirring and an awakening. He said you've been subdued. You have been taught that you can't make decisions. You have been bogged down like a slave mentality, and you begin to see opposition immediately like the 10 spies. Oh, it's a giant, and I'm just a grasshopper. Let me go ahead and retreat. But God has said, I'm looking for those 2 people. Those 2 people who will not buckle and who will not run just because they see some giants.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
The scripture that our own sister Shanice talked about, how we should give it to the Lord. Give our trials to God. Know that he's for us and working on our behalf. So let's go forward. Joshua and Caleb resisted the slave mentality. They refused to see themselves in the light of the giant. They chose, that powerful word, chose. That means there's a decision to be made. That means if you want to start seeing yourself through the eyes of God, it has to be a decision on your end. People, I'm just bogged down by how people would come to us. We get hundreds and hundreds of prayer requests, and so many people have been trained and whipped to just say, pray for me. I'm so lost. Pray for me. I don't know how to get this depression off. Pray for me. And I say, somewhere along the line, you got to stop saying, somebody, please pray for me.
Amen.
And you got to make a decision. You have to make a decision and now say, you know what? If nobody else prays for me, I'm making a decision to be victorious.
Amen.
Yes, yes.
I'm making a decision to seek after pursuit of strategy.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, we come to challenge some mindsets. That's why we say we are kingdom. That's why we tell you that we are kingdom mindset, because we're getting out of that, oh, just pray for me. Pray that my flesh don't fail me. Pray for me. I said, no. And you know what? Most of the time when people reach out to us on Facebook, I tell them, I said, you don't need prayer. And I get them like, what? Ooh, how dare you? Aren't you an apostle? I said, it comes a time when you don't need prayer. You need divine strategy.
Amen there.
Ooh, thank you, Jesus.
I said, I see this in the spirit. You go from one prophet to the next. Pray for me. Pray for me. Pray for me.
Well, they do that with me.
For my life. Let me tell you something. I can assemble 100 prophets, and they each can say a word in your life, but you still going to feel the same way because you haven't made a decision to resist the slave mentality.
Amen.
Amen.
Woo,
thank you.
They chose
thank you for that word.
To interpret the situation from God's vantage point. They chose to take a larger view, get a 30,000 area view of their situation. This perspective spelled the difference between success and failure, victory and defeat. So you got some trials. God is positioning his people, but you have to choose to see yourself through the eyesight of God. You have to choose to interpret your situation from God's vantage point. The things that get you depressed, the things that get you angry and falling out of church, the thing that would cause you to say hurtful things out of your mouth, it's time to choose to rise above it. to keep you on the progressive path of development, because every time you keep succumbing to your flesh, every time you keep on getting angry and sinning, every time you keep on resisting the will and assignment of God, you're doing nothing but hurting yourself. You're doing nothing but staying in that mindset of generational curses of a slave. So therefore, your parents must have had that mentality. You got that mentality. The kids that you are giving birth to, they're going to see you have that mentality, and thus begins a generational curse. Mama was poor and grandma was poor. Mama never ventured out the ghetto, so we don't venture out the ghetto. Mama worked a 9-to-5, busting her back, whopping off the floors. They never got their GED, so I won't get my GED. You begin a recycle because you feel like this is what it is. This is all that it is for me. All that it is for me, barely surviving. I had a dream that I maybe would do this, but you know, that's not for me. God got me right where I need to be. Are you sure about that? Are you sure God doesn't have greater for your life? But he's just waiting on you to choose to be better, waiting on you to choose that you're not going to be a slave that is necessarily defeated and subdued for generations. God is looking for people to break the mold, but he's asking you, how is your portrait? You will always act like the person you believe you really are. I want somebody to write that down. I'll repeat it. You will always act like the person you believe you are. Believe you are. Praise God. Now, that means you take the scripture. Oh, I believe I'm the head, not the tail. I'm above, not beneath. I believe I'm a chosen generation. We say this, but do we believe it? Because even after we say it, and maybe post it on social media, what does our behavior reflect?
Ah, come on now.
After you went ahead and shared that post, that meme, all of that, we got a crown on our head, what does your behavior dictate? Do you really believe what you just posted? Do you really believe what you see in the Bible? If so, why do you degrade yourself? If so, why do you not esteem yourself? If so, why do you allow people to take advantage of you? Why do you run up after these knuckleheads who don't love you nor like you, but you holding on with a prayer and a gleam that they will hopefully wife you or husband you?
Amen.
Ooh. I knew it would get a little quiet.
Deep.
I knew it would just get a little quiet.
That is deep.
You start stepping on people's hearts. Oh, I love it. The generals, we love to step on the toes. We love to bring forth something that will press on your heart. Because if nobody challenges you, if nobody gets in your kitchen, nobody is going to be able to have success in your life to get you to change for better. If I keep giving you the brush on the shoulder, and if I keep telling you, you can do it. You can make it. It's okay you just slept around. It's okay that you keep going and you keep going on these binge drinking. It's okay that you don't pay your tithes. Get it together. God is out of you. You'll make heaven. I'll be going to hell.
Come on.
Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
And you will be too.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
There comes a time when you literally got to take a stand and not be afraid of the people's faces. That's why they call us the general. We didn't start saying this on our own. People gave us this name. God announced it in the heavens, and he sent forth people to confirm it. You know why? Generals aren't punks. Generals aren't cowards. If we tell you what it is, then that's what it is. If it hurts your feelings, great. We aim for that. Because the hurtful feeling is conviction, not condemnation, conviction. And conviction draws you closer to God. Conviction will always pull you closer to God. What else is the Lord saying? He says, when you see yourself as God sees you, you will never see any problem too great to overcome. I'm going to repeat that. When you see yourself as God sees you, you will never see any problem too great to overcome. Through faith, Begin to see through God's eyes. Through faith, begin to see through God's eyes. Stop looking at the devil's pictures of defeat. He's the master of illusion. He would definitely tell you how you can't do it. He would definitely tell you how you can't fast. He would definitely make it seem like it's impossible for you to pay your tithes. He would definitely make it seem like it's impossible for you to begin to start birthing out your ministry. He definitely would tell you that you're not smart enough to write the book. He would definitely tell you you're too old to be able to go forth in ministry. He would definitely shame you because you're too young doing something for God. You need to be living your life. He would definitely make you feel like you should be more advanced in your career and make you afraid and sorrowful and make you look at how everything's going wrong in your life. But you have to choose to ignore devil's pictures of defeat. Begin to focus. I'm giving you strategy now. Begin to focus on God's portrait of prosperity and success.
We know this word has truly empowered you for this week.
And if you want to activate this word and manifest this word into your life, visit our website and sow into it. The website is www.kci.world.
That's www.kci.world, not .com, not .org, for we are worldwide, where there is always something supernaturally happening. That is www.kci.world. As always, we are speaking life over you, and we are excited about your
now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name.
This has been your weekly supernatural word of empowerment from
the Generals.